FFA members revive history. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Last week, FFA members from across the state of Tennessee and some from out of state as well helped preserve a historic barn in Old Hickory, once a part of Andrew Jackson's farm.
We're cleaning up a farm and like helping build a barn for the descendants of Andrew Jackson, and we're just like cleaning up and helping out. And it's really fun just helping people, you know, just be there to help. We're all working together to do stuff, so. Definitely improved our leadership skills.
Elizabeth Kinsey is a sophomore at Station Camp High School in Sumner County and a member of the FFA there. She says the FFA has taught her not only about agriculture, but leadership as well. And that's part of the reason Campbell Soup has teamed up with the National FFA alumni.
FFA students are resilient, but I had no idea until yesterday. I saw not only Tennessee FFA chapters, Illinois FFA chapters coming together and working in the snow, in the sleet, and worked all day long as hard as they possibly could. I don't think I've ever seen anybody paint a barn in the rain, and it didn't even faze these kids. They live to serve. They're giving back to their community, and we're so very proud of them. They did a fantastic job.
Lucy Whitehead is program manager of the National FFA Alumni and says it's a perfect match between the alumni and Campbell Soup.
Campbell Soup Company, their mission is to educate people about where their food comes from, and they want to give something back to the people who are actually producing it, and in the process, educate people that food doesn't just come from the grocery store. It comes from these great producers. So what they wanted to do was pair with an organization that advocates for agricultural education, which FFA is the perfect tie.
More than 60 students and volunteers showed up to help revive the historic barn. For more information, go to helpgrowyoursoup.org. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.